Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is the Friday News Update for the 18th of May 2018, and today is a very special day for the Friday News Update because today is our 25th episode. 7 months and 5 days ago, we launched on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, and many more places. And since then, we have had 1,394 downloads of the podcast, over 1,000 views on YouTube, and 188 listens on Spotify since we launched on there a few months ago. So thank you so much everyone for listening and making this podcast such a success. We'll keep on going, and please do keep on subscribing and listening to the Friday News Update. Anyway, today we not only have a brand new intro, getting things up to date, because the old intro wasn't really the latest tech news, contrary to our slogan, but we also have some new notched phones to talk about. So let's get going. This is episode 25 of the Friday News Update. And first up this week, OnePlus launched two brand new products in London this week. One of those was the OnePlus 6, and one of those was the OnePlus Bullets Wireless Earphones. Let's start with them because they are incredible. Now, I mean, when I first saw them on the live stream, I kind of thought these don't look that great. I'm not a massive fan of the design. They don't seem to do much special, but then they showed off some of the features on stage and that absolutely changed my mind. First of all, we have the Google Assistant. So you can trigger the Google Assistant with these earphones, ask questions really, really easily. And there's also an energy tube in the earphones to make the sound quality really, really good. So they did a test with some music people, and all of them preferred the OnePlus Bullets Wireless 2 earphones, costing around about $150, and we will come back to that price very soon. It's also got dash charging, so it can give you 5 hours of listening in 10 minutes. And if you give it a bit more time, it can give you 8 hours of battery life. And we also have water resistance, and they are wireless, so they're just Bluetooth. You connect them really easily, even if you don't have a headphone jack, and then you can listen to music without any wires. Although there is a wire connecting the two earphones, but you won't have any wires really dangling around. And the really cool part is that the back of each earphone is magnetic, so you can clip them together and that'll turn them off, unclip them, and they'll turn back on or resume your music, which is really, really cool. So all sounding really good. You'd probably expect these earphones to cost quite a lot of money then. Well, no, they don't. They only cost £69, and they are going to be released on the 5th of June. Head over to oneplus.com on the 5th of June if you want to buy them, because I bet you do. Now on to the OnePlus 6. So, yep, of course, there is a notch. It's quite small though, and it's got ridiculously small bezels other than the notch, and that allows it to get a screen to body ratio of around about 83%. That is one of the highest in the world right now. It is even more bezel-less than even the iPhone X. And that notch holds the selfie camera, notification LED, and the speaker, and allows the screen to expand to 6.28 inches. It's a 19 by 9 aspect ratio, and it's an optic AMOLED screen. It has the DCI P3 colour profile, or you can switch it to just normal RGB if you like. We get Oxygen OS as usual, and the phone slogan is the speed you need. So not only do we get a Snapdragon 845 processor and 6GB or 8GB of RAM, as well as up to 256 gig of storage. That is ridiculous. We also get a ton of software optimizations that allow the phone to load stuff really quickly and run stuff really, really smoothly. So you should have a really fast experience. We get a headphone jack. Hooray! And we also get a glass back this time, which is really, really cool. It comes in mirror black, which is more like the glass backs you usually see on flagships. Then we have midnight black, which has a kind of matte effect on the back, but it's still glass. And we also have silk white. All colours look really, really nice. We also have some dual cameras on the back. So they have optical image stabilisation once again, as well as electronic stabilisation. They are 16 and 20 megapixel cameras, and they also have super slow-mo this time, so you can do 480 frames per second at 720p, not quite Galaxy S9 level or XZ2 level, which can do 960 frames per second at 720p or 1080p, but it'll be pretty good anyway, and it can also do 4K at 60 frames per second. We get a 3,300 milliamp hour battery, dash charging once again, gesture-based interface, and we also get a 16 megapixel front camera that can now do portrait mode. So all in all, that is very good. The price for this is just £469. That is only £20 more than the OnePlus 5T. That's pretty good for all the upgrades you're getting. And you can get it from the 22nd of May on OnePlus.com. Honor have also announced their brand new notched phone, their competitor to the OnePlus 6. It's called the Honor 10, and it's got a really nice glass back that kind of changes colour depending on what angle you've got it at. There's a sort of green colour that also changes to blue. There's a black colour. There is a blue colour that sort of changes to purple as well. It looks really, really nice. We also have a 5.84 inch screen, 19 by 9, but it's LCD, so that's kind of annoying. But we also have a dual camera on the back. That is 24 megapixels plus 16 megapixels, and it's got one of those AI camera modes that optimizes the camera settings for what it thinks it's looking at. We also get 3D portrait lighting, just like the Apple feature of nearly the same name, but that's Huawei for you. By the way, Huawei own Honor. And we also have facial recognition and a fingerprint sensor on the front for unlocking the phone. And it's also got fast charging 50% in 25 minutes. That is ridiculous. And that charges a 3,400 milliamp hour battery. You've also got a Kirin 970 processor. And if you want to buy that, head over to highhonor.com. And the best bit, it's only £400, which is really, really good. And finally, the Gear S4 could be called the Galaxy Watch, as Samsung have just trademarked the name. Microsoft could be working on some cheaper Surface tablets to compete with the iPad, and Google could be working on a Pixel Watch. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.